Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is September 28, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. SwissQuote launches two new crypto-friendly banking packages. Switzerland-based bank SwissQuote has introduced two new banking and debit card packages in its path to becoming a universal digital bank. Albo secures $40 million US in Series C funding round. Mexico-based neobank Albo has announced the raise of $40 million US in a Series C investment round in order to accelerate its development process. Marstone collaborates with Jack Henry. Marstone has collaborated with Jack Henry to allow bank customers using the latter's digital banking platform to also access Marstone's digital wealth platform via a single sign-on. Interac broadens access to its e-transfer service. Interbank Payments Network Interac has broadened access to additional types of financial institutions for participation in its e-transfer service, with Wealthsimple approved as a participant. Visa partners with Lloyds Bank. Visa has partnered with UK-based retail banking company Lloyds Bank to launch a new virtual card solution for businesses of all sizes. BIS and three central banks test cross-border wholesale CBDCs. The Bank for International Settlements, BIS, and the central banks of France, Singapore, and Switzerland have successfully tested cross-border wholesale CBDCs. Square launches Tap to Pay on Android in Canada. US-based payments platform Square has announced the launch of Tap to Pay on Android for sellers across Canada. Stripe introduces new product updates in Southeast Asia. US-based Stripe has introduced new product updates in Southeast Asia in order to accelerate digital commerce and automate the financial processes of businesses. CCV leverages RS2's platform to scale its payments business. Netherlands-based payment solutions company CCV has partnered with global payment processing and technology provider 2Rupees. XTM partners with QRails. XTM has integrated its Today solution within QRails, Anyday EVA service for US clients, to deliver instant payment of gratuities and additional earnings opportunities. Sift's new report shows a rise in auto as a service. US-based fraud detection provider Sift has published a new report that reveals a considerable increase in account takeover, auto, attacks. Just. Merchants face growing revenue loss from chargebacks. Just has released a report that details the damages suffered by businesses due to chargebacks, with changes in consumer behavior only adding more to the problem. Opus partners with Checkmarks. Payment technology solutions provider Opus has partnered with Checkmarks to deliver application security to its global clients. Naka launches self-custodial payment card scheme. Slovenia-based fintech Naka has introduced a payment scheme running fully on smart contracts and a self-custodial payment card, both compatible with the EMV standard. Curve connects with PayPal. All-in-one card app Curve has added integration with PayPal to its suite of payment options. BIS applies DeFi principles to cross-border WCBDC tests. The Bank for International Settlements, BIS, and the central banks of France, Singapore and Switzerland have successfully tested the cross-border trading and settlement of wholesale central bank digital currencies, WCBDCs, between financial institutions, using new decentralized finance, DeFi, technology concepts on a public blockchain. Apple soft launches UK open banking integration for iPhone wallet. Apple is soft launching a new iPhone wallet app that is integrated with UK's open banking framework. Envy Inc.'s deal with Web 3.0 and blockchain platform Realtime. In an unprecedented development, Envy, India's trailblazing AI-powered digital alternate bank and P2P payment platform serving over 220 million unbanked and underbanked users, has inked a significant deal with Realtime, an award-winning global Web 3.0 and Layer 1 blockchain platform. Neo clears $10 billion as firms move to diversify banking partners. Neo, the cross-border payments fintech, has today announced it has cleared more than $10 billion through its corporate multi-currency accounts since launch in 2020. NCR invests in multi-bank cash deposit network Clipmoney. NCR Corporation, NYSE, NCR, a leading enterprise technology provider, today announced a strategic investment in Clipmoney Inc. TSXV, Clip, OTCQB, CLPMF, and has established a long-term, firmware-exclusive, commercial collaboration that will combine Clip's pioneering business cash deposit solution with NCR's cardless cash deposit API and cash-in network. EU tenders for project to assess the environmental impact of crypto assets. The European Commission's Financial Services Directorate has put out to tender for a model-based approach to mitigating the environmental impact of crypto assets. ESMA work program to focus on digital change and the green transition. The European Securities and Markets Authority, ESMA, the EU's financial market regulator and supervisor, today publishes its work program for 2024. WFE sets out six principles to promote sound marketplaces in crypto trading. The World Federation of Exchanges, WFE, the global body for exchanges and central counterparty clearinghouses, CCPs, today sets out six principles to promote sound marketplaces in crypto trading in a new report. Fed now could mean a renaissance for smaller financial institutions. The Fed now instant payments rail has the potential to be a boon for smaller financial institutions, including credit unions and community banks. Perenna raises $52 million United States dollars in funding round. UK-based Perenna has received $52 million United States dollars in funding round to roll out fixed-rate mortgage products and improve the financial infrastructure of the region. NCR announces partnership and investment in Clipmoney. US-based NCR Corporation has invested in Clipmoney, forging an exclusive partnership to integrate Clip's cash deposit tech with NCR's cardless cash deposit API. EY refunds 15 million British pounds to Santander over alleged failings. The EY has agreed to close its partnership with Santander and refund 15 million British pounds after alleged failings within its anti-financial crime project for the bank's UK arm. Great Learning partners with dLocal. Global ed tech company Great Learning has partnered with dLocal to enable local payment methods and installments in Mexico, Brazil, and Colombia. Tume partners with AMLYZE. Tume has partnered with AMLYZE, an anti-financial crime solution provider, to extend its next-generation core banking offering with specialist anti-financial crime solutions. Deluxe adds AliasWire's direct biller bill payment technology to network. Deluxe, NYSE, DLX, a trusted payments and data company, and fintech AliasWire, Inc. have announced a new partnership that will introduce AliasWire's direct biller bill payment technology across the extensive Deluxe network of banks, partners, and direct clients. Sigma unveils AI-based, no-code suite of tools for traders. Sigma Financial AI, an innovator in developing AI-driven trading solutions, launches Aquili AI, a sophisticated suite of enterprise-ready trading strategy tools. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.